The Penguins are back in Pittsburgh tonight for Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals against the San Jose Sharks. It's an epic battle of the sea creatures, which got some of us in the newsroom wondering which animal actually has the skills and talents most applicable to playing real hockey. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed breaks it down.
First, we've got to establish what species of shark and penguin we're talking about. According to Katie Wozniak, lifelong penguins fan and penguin keeper at the Pittsburgh Zoo, the penguin's mascot, Iceberg, is most likely either an emperor or king penguin.
Because it has the yellow and the orange on the chest and the yellow and the orange on the heads.
S.J. Sharky, San Jose's mascot, is probably a great white shark, says Dave Ebert, director of the Pacific Shark Research Center about an hour south of San Jose.
It looks like a ferocious shark with large teeth. And here in the San Jose in the Central California area, we're in what's called the Red Triangle. Which they have, and it's referred to that because they have a high number of shark attacks by white sharks. And there's also a pretty healthy large white shark population along the coast here.
For the record, Ebert is not a hockey fan. Moving on, let's look at speed.
Penguins are very fast. They are actually built for speed. They have a very heavy, solid bone structure, and their shape is kind of like a torpedo.
Great white sharks, they've been clocked up to about 25-30 miles an hour when they put on quite a quick burst of speed. They're very quick.
Penguins' top speeds are closer to 20 miles per hour. Goal for the Sharks. How about the ability to work as a team? Wozniak says penguins hunt in groups, huddle together to survive cold winters, and even motivate each other during long migrations. Their vocalizations are so expressive that they can actually direct calls toward a specific penguin.
Display calls are directed more towards a certain member of their colony, where they can make threat calls to claim their territory. And that other penguin knows who they're calling or who they're talking to.
Sharks sometimes work together when hunting large prey, but they can't communicate nearly as well. Goal for the penguins. Next, the ability to intimidate the opponent. This one's simple. Sharks are scary. Penguins are cute. Goal for the sharks. Finally, the ability to actually ice skate, or at least to move around on ice. Penguins literally live on ice. It's kind of their thing.
I mean, have you tried to walk on ice? It's pretty hard, but they are adapted. They are built to survive and to walk on icy surfaces.
According to PittsburghHockey.net, the Penguins' original mascot from 1968 was a real penguin who was actually taught to ice skate. Sharks, on the other hand,
they don't like cold water. They could be kind of cool water, but they don't really like cold water.
Also, sharks can't breathe air and wouldn't live for very long in a hockey rink. Score one for the Penguins. Final score? It's a tie. If this were a real playoff game, we'd move into overtime, but it's a radio story and we're out of time. So for 90.5 WESA News, I'm Liz Reed. Go Pens!